Well, I've been writing songs, I guess, for a little over 20 years, really didn't start writing seriously until that time. But what I have for today is rather a departure from what I've done before, in that it's mostly spoken word with keyboard underneath. Jake and I play over at the VA for Alzheimer's patients and their families, and when we were there 2 weeks ago, I was very struck by a couple there, a woman who'd come to visit her husband. And so it inspired this song, and which turned out to actually be mainly spoken word. And it takes one through their lives. And it's called, I've Been Waiting for You to Come Home. John had deep-set, sparkling blue eyes and a smile that won Mary's heart. He was her first and only love. He held her close at the high school dance. She wrapped her arms tightly around his neck. They didn't see the others in the hall. They were dancing there, just two. The band was playing. It had to be you. They knew he'd be leaving early in the morning, going off to serve his country. I've been waiting for you to come home. I've been waiting for you to come home. Ooh, 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 ooh. She'd write him letters every day. He'd write her when he could. In 2 years' time, he came back with memories he wanted to forget. And in time he did come back. They married and had three children. Mary cared for them at home while John worked at the factory. At night when he came home, dog tired from work, they'd all be waiting at the door with dinner ready. With loving hearts, they'd greet him. She'd wrapped her arms tightly around his neck as he held her close. I've been waiting for you to come home. I've been waiting for you to come home. The children grew up, married, and had their own children. And these were happy years until one day things began to change. John's eyes no longer sparkled, and his smile seemed to fade. He was losing all he treasured. He did not understand. Now Mary comes to visit at the hospital every day at 1. She guides John down the hall to the large room where others like him gather with their families to listen to a band playing familiar tunes. She struggles to help him into a big soft chair. And once he is comfortable, she squeezes in beside him, wraps her arms tightly around his neck. The band is playing. It had to be you. She sees John's eyes brighten, and for a moment he smiles. I've been waiting for you to come home. I've been waiting for you to come home. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you. Thank you very much.